Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. It is, what is it, May 15th, 2026. And we have a show. I'm going to go over some stuff on Chad the Builder. I pulled up a bunch of links. We have a lot going on. He has a $1.25 million bond, which is insane. $1.2 million. I mean, they're just basically screwing the guy over, obviously. What's up, Kitty Waffy? I'll let you guys get in here. Oh.
That should be fine. Low audio. Yeah, there you go. That's because I didn't have the preamp set. Holy cow. Oh, that's there you go. There we are. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, sound check. Back to the good old sound working. Right. But anyways, we got some warm-up links, just a handful, and then we'll go into a bunch of links on Chud. Let me see what we got here. Look at some stuff. I don't know. There's a lot of the facts were thought to be known, but now a lot is being thrown in the air. The challenge with this is that he's white and being railroaded, obviously. What's up, Baron White? You doing okay out there, buddy? Chopping down those trees? Let's see. Ellen Page is going to be a Spartan now. They're making fun of Hollywood's selection of all this, these revision of all these tales, making them anti-white, or I don't even know what they're doing anymore. Everything's so anti-white, but it's anti-white transgenderism, I guess.
King Xerxes offers his respect, Mom. All he asks is that Sparta kneels a simple bow and your people will be spared.
Don't call me ma'am.
My apologies, miss. Xerxes is generous. He only wants your loyalty. Surely even a delicate thing like yourself can understand that.
I said don't fucking misgender me!
Ma'am, calm down. No need to get emotional.
It is Sar!
That's kind of controversial. The black guy slays the tranny. It's a twist. I don't have a problem with that particular version, I guess. Maybe I do. I only see blacks kill whites, period, even though Ellen Page is messed up and misgendered and whatever else. Ellen Page was such a normal-looking girl. It's really disturbing to see that. Breast cut off. But I guess we could say having blacks kill anything white in a movie isn't good. Persians aren't black. That's true. 1,000% true. They're not black and not Arabs, technically. Although there's a lot of mixed Persians these days. The 300 is a gay homoerotica movie? Really? I don't really think about that. Trannywood? Yeah. Hollywood. Now, this is impressive. You want a beach house but don't want to pay $1 million? Well, you just suspend your fourth wheel trailer up in the air, put a roof over top of it, put it on stilts near the beach. This is obviously in a flood zone. Look how high it is. But it's one way to get around $1 million beach house prices. Wonder where you could do this. Florida, Louisiana, one of the Carolinas. I'm kind of impressed by this ingenuity. Hillbilly ingenuity. It can't be out west. What's up, Global Chat? How you doing, buddy? Hail Tim, hail the chat. I'm kind of impressed, though. I don't think this would be expensive to do. You got a roof over top of it. I just don't know if the city planners would approve it. Taking it down, not impossible. You just have to, deconstruct the whole entire thing. Putting it up there must have been fun. Kind of respect this, though. You know, they should have done a nice deck around it, I guess. So. Could have used a 6x6. At least those look like 4x4. Yeah, I would have used bigger beams, too. That's a good... bigger lumber. The roof has a nice overhang on it. Could have done a nice porch. Maybe it looks like it has a porch on the back, to be honest about it. Redneck Tech. Yeah, it's forget about sky high beach prices. Let's get a used old trailer and start fixing it up like this. Go up in the air with it. Looks like it's pretty big. Ingenious, you know. Build underground and not have to worry about cooling or heating. Well, this is near a coastal area. And near coastal areas, you generally have to put them, looks like it's 10 feet off the ground. And so this is in a flood zone. And the reason they're doing this is because it's near a flood zone and they're accounting for water coming underneath it. You know, fairly impressive. And this is also impressive. Check this guy out. This is a buzzard of some kind, looks like.
Woo! Aí, garoto! Sabe muito, hein? Sabe muito, hein? Ei, cara!
Is that some kind of buzzard or something?
Ei, Uru!
He's got a bald head.
Caraca,
how rude is
cara.
That?
Ei, Uruzão!
Hey, he's either brown skinned or black. I mean, or tan. He's not a black guy. I was thinking it might be either South America or Spain. Cool nonetheless. Yeah, it looks like some kind of vulture. This is rather impressive, though. Can you guys get your seagulls to bark like dogs?
I think my seagull barks. Watch this.
I don't know. White's interacting with animals. Who would take care of them if not for us? Cows and bulls are actually very dangerous. It's a great example of why.
No.
That had to hurt. He got out of there just in time.
Ooh, fucking hell. You're hot.
It was a big bull.
Ooh.
Wow. I'll break your back, eh? Bitcoin trader recovers $400,000 using Claude AI after getting stoned and losing wallet password 11 years ago, but tried 3.5 trillion passwords before decrypting an old wallet backup. The user apparently changed the password while stoned. The good news is that he didn't sell it at a low price. He sold it at kind of a high price. Not the highest, but you know, it's still 80 grand. It's hilarious. You like that one? The people in the giant bubbles getting flung into the air by the bull? Yeah, that one's crazy. There's a lot of crazy white people interacting with animals in a very dangerous way. I've never seen a seagull bark before. That's kind of impressive. But, you know, I know someone that has Bitcoin on an old computer. It's not Bitcoin, though. Is it Ethereum? It's a lot of some type of coin, and he lost the password to it. This is what you do. You know? Jews keep pushing fake crypto rich guy stories. Well, I think there's a lot of people online that push courses, not just Jews, unfortunately. There's a lot of pushing of get rich quick overnight in the markets type thing and selling courses. You know? No, it's a main coin. I just have to let me look it up. Now this is gonna bother me. Let me see here. It's not XRP. XRP is what I was trying to think of. You know, someone that lost a bunch of XRP in an old computer. Someone gave him a bunch, and he had a bunch, and he lost the password, the ability to get into it. You know, so no, it's XRP. And I mean, a lot of it. I don't know what it would be, but he should, like from way back, 2013, some stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's like a lot. There are some XRP fans out there. I never owned much of it, if any. None of note, at least. Let's see what Greta Thunberg's saying. We'll go into Chud the Builder here in a few.
The image people have of Sweden as a progressive country guided by solidarity and humanitarian values is long outdated. And we urgently need to talk about some of the things happening here and put all the pressure we can the coming days. In Sweden, people who came here as children, grew up here and built their entire lives here are now increasingly being deported without their families to countries they have no connection to and that are very much not safe for them to be in. And these young people did not do anything wrong. They followed the path given to them and are especially children of labor migrants who upon turning 18 now risk losing their right to stay here. And this is in light of Sweden becoming increasingly hostile and racist in its migration politics, like so many other parts of the world. And the Swedish government is now even negotiating with the Taliban to facilitate deportations, just to name one example. And these inhumane teenage deportations have evoked lots of anger in Sweden, and rightly so. So much that the government were forced to halt some of these deportations, but the problem is far from solved. In the upcoming days, the Swedish government will present a proposal about this. And there is a huge risk that many still get left behind and have to leave their families and lives here.
I mean, how many nons in Sweden have been shipped out that their parents came there? How many? What, 5, 6, 10?
To countries many have never even been to and don't know anyone in. And if we accept this, it will of course not stop here. It will continue to expand. The right to seek asylum is a basic human right and cannot be compromised. We must remember that these are not singular mistakes. This is a direct result of stricter migration policies and a hostile discourse that has been pushed for by the government parties, but also by the opposition. And migrants have
some Wignat in Sweden needs to fix her.
Long fought against and warned about the development where we have normalized pure dehumanization. A society that raises children, educates them, and then abandons them is failing. You cannot pick and choose which human rights to respect and follow. We cannot stay silent.
She wants to extend human rights to the rest of the universe. Well, it's not really possible. Also, if those kids are very talented, they can build their home countries that they should be in. Well, she's not that retarded. I think she gets the JQ, which is on the road to getting something about race, but most don't convert. They just sick on the JQ. Let's see here. The University of Tennessee Southern has issued a statement after a video of three girls screaming a racial slur while on a boat stirred public outcry. Let's see what racial slur. I'm guessing it's the hard R, the word nigger. Let's see. Okay, there you go. Drinking on a boat. All right. I don't know what's going to happen to them, but, Chud the Builders, there's going to be thousands of Chud the Builders. Things that have been normalized online are going to be normalized offline. That's kind of like the natural path. Before you heard rap all over the place, you probably heard it on MTV or the radio, and then the media transfuses things into the public. It just is just takes time if you don't own the major media. But with the internet, well, whatever's normal online will be normal on the streets. And we've seen this all over the world growing. It's just going to come with fits and starts. It wasn't long ago before this word was pretty much mainstream in the South and everywhere else. In the South, my understanding is, because of the accents, and my family, just so you know, historically is from the South, because of their accents, they couldn't say, depending on the where you're at in the South, the word Negro did not come out right, and it would be Nigra, and then, of course, they abbreviated it for Nigger. And that's how the word came up. It wasn't necessarily like a derogatory term. They weren't just running up and down the street. It's not like you're calling someone that and going to attack them. It was just kind of like, well, another word for Negro. It wasn't seen as anything that derogatory. It was just the way the Southerners spoke with their drawl and the drawl on the word Negro in parts of the South. That's kind of how it developed. Now, that's a history lesson. That's the one I got. But nonetheless, you can find in Hollywood movies, it's fairly mainstream. Not that far back. So it became taboo for whites to say anything like that. Why? Because Jews in Hollywood and social engineer Jews out of New York and, you know, brainwashed whites, I guess, kind of reinforced the process. And it became taboo, and whites were afraid to say it. Now it's become kind of a revolt. And I expect to see thousands and thousands and thousands of chuds. Because it's kind of like part of popular culture. It's part of the vernacular of America, especially the America South. It became taboo, and now whites are saying, fuck it, why is it taboo? You know? Yeah, I didn't know that either, Frasmataz, but you know who told me is my history lesson friend, Bob Whitaker. He gave me the whole entire evolution. I just gave you a short version of it. Evolution of the term Negro into Nigra. Because they had problems saying, especially in places like South Carolina and certain parts of the South where they have thicker draws. It just depends. But that's where it evolved. So it didn't evolve as like, okay, this is kind of like something to call them, to degrade them necessarily. It's just part of the popular culture. Now, depending on the context it was used, you know, like that nigger over there needs a beating. Well, they're using that in place of Negro because they had problems saying it. Came out like nigra. Which sounds like nigger, right? So that's kind of how it evolved. That's my understanding. Good old Alabama wind chimes. Uh-oh. I don't know. So that's kind of... That is kind of an overview of the word. So if you go back, I mean, there's no reason for it to be taboo other than kind of like an alien group making it taboo. We didn't make it taboo on ourselves. So it would be only normal for whites to rebel against that taboo. If they're rebelling against it online and it becomes redundant, and let's face it is, then they're going to rebel against it offline. It just takes time for the mode of transmission, because we don't own mainstream media channels. It just takes a little bit longer, but sooner or later it starts just infusing itself into popular culture all around the streets and, you know, whatever. So, I just got blocked by Jimmy Dore on Rumble. Hello, Denise Kelp. How are you out there? Because I wrote, Negroes don't belong. A lefty is always a lefty. Well, they don't want that in their chat. I'm guessing they don't want it in their chat. I don't use gratuitous curse words and stuff like that. Myself historically, because we know that you can't really get out a message. It's sort of like a shock jock tactic. You take something that is kind of like rubbing a raw salt in the wound and then use it. It amplifies a message. I guess it doesn't matter to me anymore, you know. Negro, I don't know that Negro is... I think if you were to walk down the street and say, what's up, Negro? Are you going to chimp out? I think they get offended over anything other than black. And I think they actually get offended over black too. Because you remember there's an evolution. And what they do in these particular systems, which are most would say Gnostic systems, is they want to move the language. You know, we're interested in normalizing and moving us language back to white normal and whites being able to speak their mind and not being afraid of speaking their mind, which is dangerous right now. But nonetheless, but the what the enemy's always doing is they're taking a word and then they're constantly moving the ball, forcing you to commit to changing your language, which morally compromises you. So it's good not to change. One of the more popular ones that most people don't realize is hunting. You know, we used to go hunting when I was little, or your dad might take you hunting. Now it's harvesting. And when they're doing this, they're trying to make big social engineering changes because they want to get rid of hunting, I'm assuming. So that's kind of the, how that works. They move the ball. There's no reason to call hunting harvesting. I mean, hunting was always, I guess, technically harvesting most of the time. But they do this type of thing to start morally compromising guys, to get them to compromise their values and say, oh, yeah, well, I'm just a hunter and I don't think AR-15 should be legal and blah, 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 blah. So it's the way they move the ball. And they did this very well from Negro, to Black, to African-American. And I think African-American was the last one, right, with all the holidays and everything else. But it's what they do. And they do it across the board. You know? But anyways. Magic Jew words. Well, language is a big deal. We do a lot on our own. It was just kind of like our society. It's the way our language evolves. And also you have in America, there are regional dialects. There are regional references. I always talk about the craziest one I ever came across is when the first time I was in San Diego. In San Diego at the time, their word for like pop, soda pop, was always Coke. So I said I wanted a Coke, and they're like, what kind of Coke? I'm like, a Coke. But they were calling everything Coke. So, like, you wanted, like, a Dr. Pepper Coke? Or I don't know why they do that, but whereas where I grew up, you would just – we're always talking about a brand, like Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Coke, whatever. In the South, they had Mellow Yellow. But anyways, that's just regional differences. In the Midwest well, I think probably different parts of the country. Midwest, we use faggot for pretty much everything. You know, this came out, the rapper Eminem used the word faggot, and he's like, well, I didn't actually mean he was gay. We just call everyone faggot. And that's pretty much a Michigan thing from when he was growing up. What's up, Galaxy Wanderer? Hopefully you're doing okay out there. So, interesting. Cocaine is unhealthy. Where was Devin Stack on? Devin Stack was on with Arvel. Yeah, a lot of guys want their chat to be orderly. So if you're going to keep saying something over and over again, a lot of times our guys, because you're very politically opinionated, you want to keep after something over and over again. But I only time you out if you're a long timer for a few minutes. Unless you're spamming something or harassing other commenters. And that's only if I don't know you. Then I'm just going to assume you're a troll and you got to be gone. Return to the Land podcast. Okay, I'll have to check that out. You didn't? You just said it once? What's up, Mountain Man? Yeah, that's not nice. But maybe it might not have been him. It might have been his mod. And mods can, you know, hey, it is what it is. I sold Coke out of a semi-truck for Coca-Cola. Oh, no. So anyways, this woman catches a shark, but she doesn't get her weight on it, or she doesn't know how to handle it or whatever, and it bites her foot. And this had to hurt. It's a good size. Looks like a sand shark.
No, fuck that, you!
Oh, that had to hurt. Oh, damn.
No, fuck you!
Definitely bleeding. Definitely going to leave a little mark. Be careful catching your sharks. This is how you guys need them. You need them feisty. Young, maybe autistic, pro-whitish, and feisty as hell. Look at this. This is like some country concert. What is this? I expose racists and pedos. Go to site. This is where you find your good white women. If they're on this and they're getting blasted off because they're exposed for being racist. A violent Morgan Wallen fan, okay, country music, gets escorted out of a concert, then assaults the guy filming the fuck by kicking the phone. Of course, no arrests have been reported. All right, she's a little spicy, maybe a little drunk. Oh, wow. That's how you need them, guys. Spicy. Here's her friend. He's got him cuffed. Those are the keepers right there. They basically, U.S. Supreme Court ruled anonymously that freight brokers can be held liable for negligence, good, hiring unsafe trucking companies, including carriers using unqualified or illegal drivers who violate CDL regulations. That's good. Yeah, they need to know who they're hiring. So put the lawyers on it. That'll be over with pretty quickly. Straighten things out, maybe. So check this out. This is a Sikh. Two Jeep brothers. Holy shit, look at this. Oh, my God. Wow. Holy cow. Yeah. Those companies, of course, they've killed people too, quite a number. Rising number. So it's good to see that. Of course, you know, lawyers typically get their way in America, so. So if you're a carrier and you're hiring, let's see here, CDL, unsafe trucking companies, freight brokers. Freight brokers have been doing whatever, hiring whoever, and there you go. And now, of course, the whip is coming down on them. Yeah. Fascinating. Let's see here. Gavin Newsom on state redistricting. This is Jim Crow 2.0. It's sick. I can't believe that we're experiencing this. Jim Crow 2.0 on the redistricting.
This is Jim Crow 2.0. It's sick. Stone cold racism in a scale I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Never. Have seen in my lifetime. It's all happening. Bring us back to a pre-1960s world. It's jaw-dropping what's happening. It was jaw-dropping what Governor Landry did. He suspended a primary election where tens of thousands of people had already voted. Why? To redistrict two districts to eliminate black representation.
Now let's look at what they want to do in response. This is pretty wild. Democrats want to increase the size of Congress. I wonder what it would look like if they doubled the size of Congress. So it's Jim Crow, guys. Don't get too excited. Don't get too excited about Trump bringing back Jim Crow. It's just a meme. It's just, you know.
Need to make the House of Representatives bigger. Now, I know what some might be thinking. Make the government bigger? Well, technically, yes, but that's missing the point.
If the House had kept growing by the same formula that it was growing by in the 19th century, it would now be larger by 149 members. So I think we should just grow it by 150 members. That's not crazy. The House would still be smaller than the House of Commons in Britain. It would be smaller than many European legislatures, a little larger than others. It's a perfectly plausible, imaginable size. And then grow slowly by that same formula every 10 years. So that-
and here's the beauty of this fix of our current political problems. We don't need a constitutional amendment to do this. All you need is an act of Congress. So here's my plan. Let's get back to where the House consistently expands with the size of the population. Now, in order to sort of catch up, I want to start with 400,000. That's the cap. So what would that do? It would take us to 881 members of Congress. And I know what some of you are thinking. First of all, if you live in Washington, you're like, no more traffic. Oh, my God. More politicians means more staffers, means more life. But believe it or not, more politicians is a good thing, not a bad thing.
What would this mean? Well, they want to do anything possible to keep and hold power, and Republicans are going to do the same thing. Are the Republicans going to get as evil and wicked as the Democrats in keeping and maintaining power? Probably. They might even one-up them. But they would have to do a race war or something like that, which could get interesting in itself. I just don't know what it would look like or how it would come about. Tom Metzger was right. Tom Metzger was right about a few things. What are you talking about him being right on? It's not very descriptive. Oh, voting doesn't change things? If voting would change things, they'd make it illegal. He always used to quote Stokely Carmichael. Tom Metzger was right 10 times over. He was right on a lot of things, old Tom Metzger. Attorney General Paxton makes history by securing a landmark health care fraud settlement that creates the nation's first ever detransition clinic and secures $10 million from Texas Children's Hospital for transitioning kids. Detransition clinic. So you had all your clinics making all kinds of money from pharmaceutical companies. And this was pushed by, guess who, guys? Can anyone in the chat guess who's pushed all this? And so now, of course, you're going to have detransition clinics, which are also going to make a lot of money. You know? So, I just don't know. Masons are obsessed with the race war? I haven't heard that before. Helter Skelter? Woo! Masons and race wars. Rojava comes from American White Nationalists. I don't know any that are Masons, but I like the way you think. You're thinking big. Make a Tranny Foundation. But detransition clinic in Texas, go figure. Barring trans male from female-only app was discrimination court rules. You can't bar a man from a female-only app in Australia. Whew. It's crazy. But nonetheless, it is what it is. Shocking? Not really. Not too shocking. Hold on. Speaking of trannies, they're remaking The Odyssey, and they put all these black actors in it. I don't know why, other than the usual reason. And they're trying to make excuses for it. So 60 Minutes interviewed this famous Christopher Nolan.
I feel a real responsibility to try and get as...
They want blacks and whites. That's their empire, is blacks and whites blended together.
I feel a real responsibility to try and get as much on screen for the audience as possible.
Action!
Christopher Nolan is one of the great directors of our time. Oppenheimer, Dunkirk, Interstellar, and next, The Odyssey.
I mean, it was the hardest movie I've ever done, by far. I mean, not even close.
I feel a real responsibility.
Yeah. I won't be seeing that. I have a feeling it's going to bomb because of the black actors, especially overseas. It's just a feeling. Let's go in. We got stuff lined up for Chud the Builder, different quotes from different lawyers, some pieces toward the end to play from different legal perspectives. I saw Stryker going at it with a lawyer on X, and I tagged a bunch of posts, which I thought were intriguing. And the lawyer's basically not... I would say he's pro-white friendly. He's not, wouldn't say he's a white nationalist per se, but he is definitely anti-black, but just talking about the legal parts of the case. Let me see what this is. Got a couple more of these coming. Oh, this is the big conspiracy out now that the ticks are chasing us and the ticks are going to catch us. Now, I haven't personally seen too many extra ticks in my area or in the area, a country nearby. So I just assume this is online conspiratard stuff. But we'll have to see. Obviously, you can't trust anyone in power. Let's see what we got.
Russian biologist is now reporting a surge of aggressive ticks that, as you can see by the video, have a tendency...
Bill Gates engineered killer ticks to take us over.
...tendency to chase their victims. Yes, chase. The video you're seeing is believed to be of a tick called the hyaloma, which, according to biologist Dmitry Savinov, is not only resistant to hunger, extreme weather conditions, and aerosol sprays, but also is not native to Russian territory, but rather Africa and Asia. He suggested they could have been brought to Russia through migratory birds. But what he said in an interview about these ticks is the stuff of nightmares. These are real hunters. If our ticks near Moscow are partisan who sit quietly in the grass and wait for you to pass by, then the hyaloma behaves aggressively. They see the victim and run after them. Moreover, their speed, Russian biologist is now reporting.
That is kind of crazy if they engineered a tick. Maybe it's just longing for Africa. A lot of tick conspiracies online. Don't know what's true, so I don't believe most of what I see online. But ticks... you know, the government was caught in that nasty affair with Lyme disease, so you got to keep that in mind. They tend to repeat these particular things. I'll place a couple of the conspiracies, though, just so you guys are aware. It's out there. This is so far unconfirmed. You know, that the black helicopters are dropping big boxes of ticks everywhere. Now, the one thing that gets rid of ticks are chicken or guinea fowl. Letting loose a bunch of guinea fowl over an area, they are pretty inexpensive, and predators will get after them, but they will eat their weight every day in ticks, maybe more.
We have no clue who these people are, what they're doing, but they're on our fucking top field.
Dropping ticks is what she's accusing them of. I don't know about all this. Could be fake. This is supposedly legit. Woman who's raised horses for 30 years in Ohio says, I've never had to deal with this many ticks. Well, is this real? Is this fake? It could be a bad year for ticks. I mean, I have seen bad year for ticks in Michigan and Illinois and Tennessee. Tennessee is... I remember one year down there in Kentucky, ticks were just everywhere. So, I mean, this type of thing does happen. But as far as black helicopters releasing them, I haven't seen that in my area.
Kid you not, we've...
Yeah, the government has used ticks in the past. And it's kind of been proven. So, Bill Gates is out spreading ticks in our neighborhoods.
Kid you not, we've had to spend like over $100 in the last 5 minutes because I can't take the tick situation anymore. The tick situation in this state, there are ticks everywhere. In 30 years, 20 some years of having horses, I've never had to deal with these many ticks. I'm pulling off ticks of his body, cleaning him up. I did that the last few days. Today I just had to put more medication on him. Poor thing, he's got like meds everywhere. Look at poor thing. Oh my God. I'm sorry, buddy. I know. We're going to go outside.
Well, release some guinea fowls. Have them running around eating those ticks. It's one of the solutions. We keep them as pets in Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee, Kentucky, the South has always been bad for ticks. You know, I do remember that. Last time I was down there, it's just ticks. You know? We haven't seen ticks in the last couple of years. We normally see a couple dozen every year. I don't know. Maybe they're all in Ohio. You can never tell what's true hardly anymore. I mean, I have seen a lot of ticks, but I was the Lyme conspiracy that came out to be true, that Lyme disease, that was crazy stuff. Dan Bilzerian, let's see what he has to say. He's sneako. He wants to wipe Israel from the map. Do I support Dan winning? When you guys sent this in and asked, do I support Dan winning? Like, I haven't, like, financially supported him. He doesn't need my money. Would I like to see him win? Why not? I think he's like, someone said he's like 10, 12% Jewish. But Randy Fine is 100% and 100% shitbag. Dan Bilzerian, I don't see him as pro-white, but I'd like to see him beat Randy Fine. I think that would be great. Won't happen, I don't think, but, you know, hey. It'd be pretty funny. Imagine Dan Bilzerian in Congress. Why not? So, I don't think there's any harm in voting over him as Randy Fine. I would definitely do it. That'd be one reason for me to vote. I'd vote for anything like Dan Bilzerian that's blatantly, like, JQ wise, why not? I don't expect him to be pro-white or anything like that, but you know, I don't think he's going to be. He's got that Viking haircut going. I don't expect. You never know. He could come around on the race issue, but I don't know a lot about the guy. But yeah, I support him over Randy Fine? That's like a no fucking brainer. There's no harm in Dan Bilzerian using his money to, he is just a military guy, and when you're JQ pilled or whatever you want to call it, you always revert back. If you're a computer program and you're JQ pilled, you look for something to do computer wise. You know, if you're a lawyer, you look to something to get involved with, maybe. So if you're a businessman, you look to support some kind of pro-white business. This is kind of how this works. So the ideal for me, for a military guy, to think of some kind of like wild military solutions, no, it's kind of like par for the course. You know, Dan can't be any worse than the black guy that was afraid the Guam was going to flip over. Yeah, 100%. There's nothing wrong with Dan Bilzerian running against Randy Fine. Who cares? Vote for Dan. Now, of course, this is Thomas Sewell. He's talking about the, you can listen.
My name is Thomas Sewell, and I represent white Australians that are fed up and angry with what successive governments have done to this country. If you've watched the news today, you will know that Tony Burke and the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have listed white Australia as a prohibited hate group. They've done this not only because they hate white Australians and they wish to punish white Australians, and that they use mass immigration of third world people into our country as a weapon against the founding stock demographic. But the timing of it is just as significant. You see, only a few weeks ago, on April 25th, on Anzac Day, we registered a white Australia political party with the Australian Electoral Commission. Although we filed this paperwork with some letters from our lawyers stating that we've also put in a high court appeal to the current laws that may be used against us if we try to file a political party. You see, Australia is meant to be a representative democracy, meaning that Australians of all walks of life, regardless of what their versions of history are or what their favourite colours are, they can participate in the parliamentary process. And so we have filed paperwork with the High Court as of today. I believe that ASIO was aware of this. That's why they recommended on Anzac Day on the 25th of April that we were continuing to organize, and it's why today, of all days, they decided to prescribe us. This lines perfectly with our timeline for our announcement that we were going to create a political party that will represent white Australians who are currently being ethnically replaced by their government. This ties in as well with the US State Department and what Donald Trump in the United States has put out, that the UN and international NGOs are responsible for a great replacement, something that we have been told for many decades now is simply a conspiracy theory and not happening. The reason why the Labour Party and the Uni Party wishes to remove us from Parliament is because they do not want to debate our ideas, and they do not want to compete with us within Parliament. Instead, they wish to criminalize us and use the police force as a mercenary wing of their party to crush opposition. The other reason why we are a threat to the system is not only that we stand in the way of the great replacement of white people here in Australia, but also because we wish to free white Australians from debt slavery. We do not believe that it is ethical, moral, or economically sound to impose debt on people in the form of interest for them to own a home. We wish to give Australians a home loan that is interest-free, just like the Anzacs and just like the Commonwealth Bank initiated at the turn of the century and the founding of this country. We want to free Australians from permanent debt slavery so that our children and our grandchildren can have a future here. Now, if our High Court injunction fails, then the fate of liberal democracy dies with the fate of white Australia. And you will be able to say to your grandchildren, you were present when honourable men tried the peaceful method of resisting a government that is hell-bent on the destruction of our people. Thank you for listening, your patience, your support, and for caring about this journey so far.
Donald Trump's going to arrest Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes for terrorism. Sounds like someone wants to promote those guys really hard. I'd have to see that to believe it. Seb Gorka saying Tucker and Fuentes are being investigated as terrorists. I brought that to you the other day. Might face imminent arrest. I haven't heard anything about the imminent arrest. Sounds like a lot of speculation. That would be more trouble than it's worth, I would think. But I'd have to see it. Yeah, I have a feeling the arrest Tucker and the arrest Fuentes is going to be like the Democrat version of, you remember when the Republicans said they were going to arrest Hillary? So it's like, yeah, it's going to be like arresting Clintons. But I don't know what they did to be labeled terrorists. That would be a dangerous precedent, obviously, if it happened. They, of course, well, Tucker especially, would have the money to fight it. Nick would use up a lot of his money, whatever he has. And he's not as wealthy as Tucker by a long shot, that I know of at least. Maybe he's made a fortune in crypto or the stock market with his stocks going from $50 to, well, with SanDisk, went from like $20 to $50 over the past year to a couple thousand or something. But anyways, I would say that it's a dangerous precedent because that means they're going to arrest a lot of us for the same thing. Sounds like priming the controlled opposition. It sounds like they're just publicizing it. But then again, neither of those guys, well, Tucker would be as connected as the Clintons. I will have to see. Thomas Sewell responds to White Australia Party ban, says legal challenge underway. Be curious to see if a high court overthrows it. SanDisk is like 1450. Yeah, I was using. I don't know, but you know what I mean, though. I mean, if you had, let's say, $1 million and threw it in SanDisk, or $250,000 and threw it in SanDisk when it took off last year, you made some cash. I mean, that stock, it looks like a Tulip Mania stock. I don't even know why it went that hot, other than it's semiconductors and, you know, all that's going crazy. So hopefully Thomas, I'll have to have him on for a show. Hopefully he's doing okay over there, and we'll have to see what's going on. And we hope Joel Davis and all those guys, Blair Cottrell, are doing okay. You know. Speaking of Tucker, let's see what I got tooled up here. Tucker Carlson talks about the BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink. Let's listen.
But consider the concern. So if you're rolling out what they're telling you, and clearly they believe, is the single greatest technological change in the history of human life on this planet, it's the biggest thing that's ever happened, ever, then you think one of your main concerns would be, well, does this change the relationship of the powerless to the powerful, the relationship of the citizen to the state, for example? One of your concerns would be, how do we do this and bring about the prosperity that it promises without totally eliminating human rights, making people slaves? Because we're against slavery, right? Aren't we against slavery? We were. How do we do that? But that doesn't seem to be Larry Fink's main concern. His main concern is, how do we protect our investment, this infrastructure, these buildings, these data centers? Someone could drone them. Someone could drone them. Now who? Foreign actors? Hezbollah? Hamas? No, just people. Larry Fink is concerned that ordinary American citizens, as he just said, will use $3,000 drones to destroy these billion-dollar investments. Why would he be worried about that? We've had electricity for over 100 years. There are 11,000 power plants in.
Yeah, they're worried about Americans revolting. And that is one of the things, the reason I'm playing this is because you kind of get the mindset of the elites, which white nationalists in America, you guys are well known. In fact, even the militias, any type of American quasi-nationalist, conservatard knows that the government is afraid of the people. And these people are getting more afraid, and that's one of the reasons they're going to crack down on Chud the Builder or try to make an example out of him, in my opinion. Fox drove over an hour specifically to attack Chud the Builder. Yeah, a guy drove over an hour to attack him. I mean, for that reason alone, if you're driving an hour to stalk a guy, you know, but I'm not a lawyer. The problem with this is the facts sometimes don't even come up in the case like this when they're railroading someone. But he's going to have the money for a decent lawyer, and that's going to make a difference. He's raised $172,000, and I think he needs $250,000 for a decent lawyer, and he's going to take every inch of that for his lawyer. Probably another $100,000 for his family. So. Oh, but anyways, we're going to go through this. You know, personally, I'm the guy, and probably half of you are like this, half of you probably see things another way, but if I'm at a restaurant with a family, whatever, and there's a table, two or three tables down, that's a birthday, and you've got like every waitress in the restaurant come over with the birthday cake, and it's all on fire or sizzling or got sparklers in it, however they do that. And they're singing this crazy birthday song, dancing around. I don't like stuff like that. I don't like spectacles. I'm not big on that. You know, I mean, I'm guessing half of you guys probably don't care, or maybe you like it, you find it entertaining. I don't. I don't like spectacles, which is why I don't like, you know, IRL live streaming. I don't do it. I don't watch it. But that's just me. But he is pushing a boundary on a word that was taboo. That's taboo now for whites to say, only for whites, that whites generally restrain themselves from saying. And while rappers and everyone else run around saying it. So it is kind of like this perverse game that whites are forced to play when it was just kind of like another word not that far back. And he is pushing the boundaries on that. Those boundaries are running overboard online, and he's pushing it in the street. And there's going to be lots more like him. No. Because one, it pays money. It paid a lot of money. Now, there is a downside to it. There's a downside to it. But if there's a lot of copycats, well, then it becomes interesting. And when something's popular online, it's going to spill out in the streets. It doesn't matter whether it's rap on the radio. And this is part of America culture, the vernacular. He's in the South. So he's being a pilgrim. Now, I think to do it, you have to have a certain type of personality to go down this road. But some guys out there and gals out there have it. We've seen instances where this word is being used over and over again, and it's just triggering. Now, the whole entire chimping out, provocation, we're going to go into that. I don't know how this is going to end up. I'm curious to see. But, I mean, I guess the best case scenario is he gets off. But what's happening is he's raising a lot of money. People think it's bullshit because the average white guy or gal sees themselves as Chud. You know, you're being attacked and you have to defend yourself, but you're white. And the message this sends is it really, if you're white, And I mean, some guys, let's say Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson might say this is, you know, I wouldn't do this or this is lame. You know, he's running down the street insulting people. But the fact of the matter is what will bother everyone about this is that if anyone white defends themselves, I mean, Tucker Carlson, for instance, has been called a racist more times than Chud the Builder ever will be. And if he had to defend himself or a bodyguard had to defend himself, you think he wouldn't be in a bunch of lawsuits? You think this couldn't happen, especially to certain DAs in this country? Oh, fuck yeah, it would happen. Alex Jones, you think this wouldn't happen? Now, Alex Jones, no one really thinks he's racist per se. I don't. But we all know what would happen. Nick Fuentes, he'd be toast. Doesn't really matter that he's not saying, you know, you're going to chimp out saying the word nigger or whatever. I mean, if you white, or even they mistake you for being white. Who was the part Mexican that defended himself in Florida? Very famous. One of the first cases where the black guy was on top of him, and he defended himself, and he got off. Mexican guy or Hispanic or half Latino. What was his name? One of the first cases. I don't know. But nonetheless, he's pushing the barriers on this, and there's going to be a lot more of these. Zimmerman. Now, Zimmerman was one of these cases, but he's not white. So we've had these cases that become controversial, and anyone that defends themselves against blacks, it's immediately their fault, and the blacks are the perfect little Trayvon Martin, perfect little innocent victim. They can't do anything wrong. And Zimmerman would be the first case of its kind. Where you see a guy defend himself against blacks and it's like, no, fuck no. It's self-defense, just out of principle. Juan Valdez, there you go. And the Negro isn't even dead. They let Negroes out for murder. True, true, but he is raising money. The bond, $1.25 million, is egregious. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Now, this is an example of what's coming. Just like online, where it's Jew, and 5,000 hard R's and, you know, N towers and nigger 24/7. It's going to be like that offline, too. Watch. That's how this shit works. That is the magic of controlling the media. It just takes a little bit longer. But you can get anything you want. You just might not get it the way you planned on it.
Let's chimp it out, dude.
Now this guy's going to take up Chud's mantle. Every time he sees the blacks, you're going to have these young white guys and gals that go up with cameras and talk about chimping out and trying to trigger them, I guess.
Holy shit. Holy shit. It's wild out here, man. It's wild, bro.
Hey, you see him chipping out?
Yo.
Hey, Jerome's chipping out, baby.
So all these guys are starting to mess with blacks.
Shout out Chud the Builder, bro. Chud the Builder. Chud the Builder, dude. Shout out Chud, bro. Shout out Chud.
Now, these guys are doing it for clicks, obviously, but nonetheless.
Yo, that's what's up, bro. Dude, oh my God, bro. Yo, we're trying to find Chud the Builder, bro.
Dude, we'll find his ass.
Dude, yeah, bro, they were chimping out. I saw that shit, dude. What the fuck was going on, man?
We'll find Chud, man.
Dude, you got your fucking dogs and everything. They're, like, fucking freaking out on you, trying to fight you, bro. What the fuck is that, dude?
Chimping out, baby.
Yo, what's up? Beautiful dogs, by the way, dude. I know it won't bite, dude, because you're a white guy, dude. He's not going to bite me, bro. Fucking beautiful, man. You have a good, great day, man.
Now, it's like thousands of Chuds have been born, which is kind of funny. Chud the Builder. I don't know. Let's check this out. This is the bail hearing. It's not the bail hearing. They're setting the bond. I'm sorry. They will have a bail hearing and all this other kind of stuff. They're going to have another hearing having to do with this. Hopefully you can get a decent lawyer. Now, I'm guessing there's going to be some high-profile lawyers that want to represent them even.
So bail's gonna, we're gonna have a bail hearing.
I'm gonna set a bond right after we have our bail hearing. Then I'll let you make all the arguments. We can go through all the factors of the statute and see if that gets amended up or down. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna set initial bond at $1.25 million. Based upon the fact of how many people are in the courtyard or here at the courthouse and the seriousness of all these felonies and his bond status. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, 26 at 9 o'clock, no, I'm sorry.
All these people here.
21st at 9 o'clock for a bond hearing. And then the 26th at 9 for a preliminary hearing right here. Does that work for everybody's calendar? General, does that work for the state?
Yes. All right. Just for the court's information and Mr. Finley, the state is going to request and file a source hearing when and if there's an attempt to make bond.
Okay. Is there any objection of us taking all those matters up at bond hearing on the 21st?
No, yeah.
Mr. Finley, do you have any objection to do it that way? That's the most efficient way, I think.
Judge, we'll try and have everything lined up for the court. Okay.
Now, this judge is probably Republican.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Finley, from you today?
No, sir.
All right. From the state? Okay. No, I've got to conclude these proceedings today, okay?
Thank you, Judge.
That's terrible. Let's see here. This is some footage of the guy jumping on Chuck.
Oh, my God.
You can see him jumping on him. Now, apparently, the story is that they have all the footage, and what they're saying is Chud said God bless and whatever when the guy said he had PTSD and God bless, have a good day, and Chud was walking away, and the guy, like, was several feet away from him, and he ran and attacked him from behind.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Holy shit!
They're out here.
Somebody got shot.
Yeah.
There's also reports the guy saying he was going to kill Chud.
Yeah. In between.
They got him.
Oh my God. Holy fuck.
Let's keep moving through this. This is Asmongold. Let's listen to what he has to say. And these guys, these famous streamers, all see themselves in this position because they could be out and they could get attacked. And Asmongold could easily be labeled a racist. In fact, he's been called a racist a lot these days.
Self-defense? No, I mean, if the guy tried to hit him and he shot the guy, then I'm on Chud's side. I am. Like, you can't hit somebody because they say a word that makes you mad. And if you do try to hit somebody, somebody's trying to hit you, you should be able to shoot them. Absolutely. But at the same time, like, they're both assholes. It's just that that guy, like, he basically, they're both assholes, but he acted in a way that's, like, in accordance with the law, right? That's it. Dude's an idiot while running his mouth? He is. Yeah, he's an idiot running his mouth.
Doesn't like Chud.
But at the same time, that doesn't give you the right to punch somebody.
Okay, typical YouTuber who's worth millions. We're looking at different views. JF Garapi, I've been thinking about it, and it's an important case. The leftists will try to argue that the assault was provoked, but the law guarantees freedom of speech, including freedom of saying the N-word. The law doesn't guarantee your right to assault in response to words. Well, there's... this whole idea of being provoked. Now, Sneeko was talking to academics, and academics is taking credit for, we're going to listen to this. Some blacks are coming out, which kind of surprises me. Some black streamers are coming out on the side of Chud, probably because they're streamers and they've been attacked or could be attacked. I think there's a lot of that going on, too, in people's heads, some type of psychological support on that level, like, well, I could be attacked and have to defend myself. But this academics character is taking credit for getting Chud attacked because he was telling people to go attack him, but he won't be held responsible.
Academics reacted and said, I tricked that effing moron off the street. Who's chimping out now? My finest work yet. But here's the issue, and here's what I was... So if people are saying I'm... Okay. Somebody else got shot too. He acts in self-defense, right? He gets charged for attempted murder. So he's laughing here and saying he tricked him off the street and now he's in jail. somebody else got shot and might die, right? Chud the Builder was charged with attempted murder. And anybody who's celebrating this, do you realize what happened? You are also celebrating the guy that might die because of this.
Yeah, since when do blacks care about death?
I think he was shot in the stomach. I don't see any conversation about that. They're just talking about Chud. They're happy he's in jail, but somebody might die.
Let's see here. What is Chud the Builder, racist streamer involved in shooting? Yeah, they're all the news pieces are heavily biased. You're not going to get a jury of his peers. Let's see. Andrew Branca says, and he's had a lot to say, and he is a lawyer. He is adjacent to us. He agrees with a lot of our opinions, but he's just giving the legal take, his legal take on reading the law. And we're going to bring some of those to you and some other ones. Of course, other black violent events have zero legal relevance to Chud's shooting of his attacker. Unfortunately, it's true. All of this raises vast, legitimate, and vitally important public policy concerns, but they have literally nothing to do with whether Chud was justified in firing that shot under the law, is what he's saying. He's just interpreting the law, or trying to, but he can also get some things wrong.
Builder had to shoot a man in self-defense after he was slammed to the ground, and this man tried to take his gun. His name is Joshua Fox. He's a 33-year-old black man. He'd previously been arrested for trying to kill his wife with a screwdriver. He was beating his wife. He called up random people with multiple different phone numbers and threatened them, and he tried to burn down a building full of people.
So this is just your average black guy. He shot at your average black guy.
Joshua Fox started this confrontation, calling Chud the Builder over, insulting him, aggravating a situation. Chud the Builder de-escalates and actually walks away. This man follows him, then assaults him, slamming him to the ground, which is seen on video. Joshua Fox lived. He is fine. American blacks believe that if someone says a mean word, then they can do whatever they want. They can even murder them.
I'm the cutest bunny. Girl.
In 2021, a Dunkin' Donuts employee, Corey Pujols, murdered an elderly man for saying a racial slur, and many people argued that it was justified. You don't even have to say the N-word. You could say something that almost sounds like the N-word, and they'll try to assault you.
I don't speak it.
No, you do speak. You said my nigga. I heard you say
it. No, me this short.
You got 5 seconds to apologize.
No,
open hand.
In fact, there are many black people who commit murder and get off on a technicality because their IQ is too low, or they actually murder this person. They're convicted for it, like the two murderers of Ethan Liming, who got sentenced to 6 months, and the murderers of Valerie Schwab, who got 5 years probation. Enelie Choppa, academics, Stack Swopo, and others basically called for him to be murdered.
I want to continue.
You want something violent to happen.
Somebody don't knock his fucking head off. Bro, how the fuck he's still alive?
Just so we're clear, people posted this man's address every single day. They stalked him. They were planning on murdering him. People were posting about how he should be murdered to a large audience. People murdered his dog.
Blacks are posting, I'm about to chimp out on Chud. I didn't see that.
Someone killed my dog.
They were threatening his entire family, and then he got arrested because somebody kicked him out of a restaurant, and then he was interrogated until 3 a.m. by federal agents.
These people took all my phones. Oh, you know, the FBI is interested in talking to you. We're waiting on him. I said, listen, I don't give a fuck. I have nothing to hide. It's 2 a.m. in the fucking morning. I'm tired of shit. I know you guys do this shit on purpose.
The federal agents took his electronics and froze his bank account and wiped his Apple ID.
I wake up the next day. I try to go to the Apple store to buy new phones because I don't even want the old ones back. Put a pager bomb in them. I don't even want them back, so I go to buy new phones at the store. Bank card won't work. Go to the ATM, won't work. I'm calling the bank customer service on the phone with them. Hey, can you unlock her card? Doesn't work.
The Montgomery County Sheriff that charged him and condemned him so harshly stopped posting inmate mugshots because his fat daughter was found guilty of aggravated abuse, abusing multiple children at a toddler daycare that they managed. This is what you're looking at. Sanctimonious bullshit from law enforcement, violent psychopaths who murder dogs and threaten your family, and you deal with criminal thugs who want to burn down buildings of people, assault their own family members, and murder random strangers. And you wonder, do they have the moral authority to try to condemn somebody like this?
The ramifications of that, even if I'm exonerated in trial for something like that, the world would never be the same, and my world would never be the same. In not a good way, not a way that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Let's see. New DA plans to use Chud the Builder's ex posts and videos as evidence in Clarksville courthouse. Of course. They're going to make them seem like the most racist thing that has ever walked the earth. He was plotting to murder black people. He was trying to provoke them so he could kill them. Let's keep going. I'll bring you guys a bunch of stuff here. It's the way this works. That's the way this has always worked. This one, though, with the funding mechanism, the ability to raise him money, which is very controversial, but the guy didn't die. It would be more controversial if the black guy died as far as the gifts and go. But let's cruise through this. I was surprised that Myron Gaines and Sneeko came out so hard in support of this. I'm like, really? I figured they would say, like, good, Chud's gone. But nonetheless, hold on, let's listen to Myron. Myron is, of course, an Arab, supposedly, whatever. Now, I personally think the empire has a black issue, and it's a global black issue. And if they could hit a delete button and take the blacks off the balance sheet, the empire would look totally different overnight. And they know that. I've talked about this for years. I just don't know what they're going to do. So I find Chud the Builder's case intriguing from that aspect, too. I assume that they're going to make an example out of them. But this type of thing runs itself in a liberal society because you have these brainwashed judges, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. And they're going to, you have brainwashed citizens, and they're going to throw the book at evil racists. Let's see what Myron Gaines has to say. You guys sent this in, and I was kind of surprised at part of this. The problems in the black community. We've played Myron before. I normally don't play clips from nons because not really interested, but so many of them are coming out to support Chud. Maybe it's just because they're streamers.
The black community is completely backwards, and then someone like a Joe Budden's bitch ass will say, oh, you a culture vulture, right? And they'll like get mad at you criticizing this shit. Like they'll get mad at Vlad saying like, oh, you a culture vulture. Why? Because he exploits your stupidity for his own profit and gain? He's Jewish. What do you expect? They've been doing that shit to y'all niggas forever, and you're too dumb to realize it.
Now, doesn't Myron has like Jewish managers?
But you want to blame the white person for everything, and white supremacy this, white supremacy that. It's Jews that really been pimping y'all dumbasses out. And a lot of these people don't want to do better. Like, their W is being able to, you know, get into a situation with like a Chud the Builder and like use that as like, oh, you calling us niggers, blah, 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 and get pissed off at him because they got nothing better to do. The reason why these niggas chimp out is because they got nothing to lose, bruh. When you got nothing to lose, you act like a fucking idiot. This is why if me and you went to Wyoming and started screaming, cracker this, cracker that, niggas aren't going to do shit. They got cows. They got horses that they got to ride. They got houses that they got to maintain.
They're white.
I'm like, look at these dumbass chinks and niggers. We don't give a fuck what they got to say. Get out of here. Like, we go to Chinatown. Hey, you zipperheads. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Yo, you hurry up and buy. Niggas got stores and shit to do. Like, but when you're around blacks, they got nothing to do. Porch monkey. So, of course, they're going to hop off the porch because they got nothing better to do. They're going to attack us.
What I didn't like from the situation is how many people were trying to become a vigilante and trying to become a hero and thinking that doing something to giving him the attention he wanted was going to fix something. That's what.
And that's the problem. That they proved his point for him, bro. The fact that these guys were so willing to attack and hurt him over a word proves the point. There's no other group of people that would do that shit, bro. Like, there's really no other group of people that would mobilize so strongly behind a word. Even Puerto Rico, because those niggas are retarded.
Okay. Let's see here. Black guy murders white girl and says, got that white girl, labeled too insane to stand trial, not labeled a hate crime. Chud calls a man a word. The man charges at him and starts assaulting him. Chud uses self-defense, charged with attempt at murder, labeled a hate crime. Of course. In America, every single thing, this is a good post by Eric Stryker, by the way, every single thing everywhere all the time is ugly, so that criticism is moot. Many blacks in public life provoke strangers and behave like Archie Bunker to your racist, not only against whites either. Go look up videos of black Hebrew Israelites in New York City. No one assaults them for their hate speech, and the police do not hesitate to protect their rights. Black racism is often coupled with totally unprovoked violence, from white teenagers to little Chinese grandmas being assaulted and killed for fun. Yet these are not prosecuted as hate crimes. So all we have left is Chud the Builders are being the deciding factor. Being a racialist means standing for the principle that whites must at least be treated as equals under the law, even if it is not a cult, and cut and dry case under your personal moral system. It's a pretty good post. He had some exchanges with a lawyer that were pretty interesting, too. Chud the Builder, real name Dalton Etherly, is a walking CIA psyop. These guys talking about him being, well, I guess if he got off, if he actually gets off, that might get a lot of people's attention. But, you know, the CIA doesn't send their psyops to jail for 25 years. Some contractor from nowhere suddenly goes full inward Christian raid shit streamer. Well, it's not for out of nowhere. You haven't seen my chat over the past 5 years. It's not out of nowhere at all. Well, so there you go. There's conspiratards thinking he's a conspiracy. That hasn't been proven. It's just a guy that's just pissed off and finds a gig. You know, I can stream and make a lot of money by asking blacks if they're chimping out. You know? Chud update. I'm in contact. They're trying to throw the book at him. Attempted murder, aggravated assault, negligent discharge of firearm. I'm going to post a link to his GiveSendGo. We'll show his GiveSendGo again at the end. Former Fed reacts to Chud the Builder. They're calling Myron Gaines a Fed. Builder getting arrested for attempted murder.
This guy is. So you guys are a streamer that's known for calling black people niggers. Okay? He just recently got arrested for not paying a tab. He got interviewed by the FBI, right? As you guys know, the FBI had some questions for him about the Goyim Defense League and asking him questions about Handsome Truth and shit, whatever. Took his devices, whatever. But the bottom line is this. The district attorney's office there and the county sheriff's office doesn't want to deal with the backlash if they don't make an arrest based on who this guy is. So you guys best believe, I hate to say this, it is a politically charged arrest. There's an enormous amount
He's right there.
Of pressure on them to arrest him. And then push it to a grand jury. Because everyone wants to be able to say...
I will say this. If you're doing this type of streaming, it's hit and run. You better leave town and go to another town and constantly be on the move. You know, he stayed in one place
for too long. And you guys also need to understand, probable cause is not a high standard. Probable cause when it comes to the state and the county is very low. Okay, we're not talking about a federal case here. We're talking about a state case. And we're talking about a state case with an individual, right, that's nationally known.
Oh, I'm not questioning your conspiracies, Layla. Layla, you're free. You're pro-white. So pro-white conspiracies are okay. It's okay to question the government narrative. But he ain't going to jail for 25 years if he's that big. If he's such a big deal to the CIA, Project Monarch or whatever, he's not going to jail. Which is good news. If the CIA actually wants to put a Chud the Builder on the street, saying hard R, I guess Project Monarch, they would brain chip them and then have them saying that to set it up so they can crush them. It's not working. You've got all these guys out on the street becoming Chud the Builder. And now they're playing all this evolution of Chud the Builder. Or they're trying to put all kinds of stuff about his past up online. I'm not really interested in that. Andrew Branca, the attorney, the upcoming court case will be the most important in American history. If Chud loses, you are mistaken in your belief that the First Amendment protects all speech, caps. This is Andrew Branca, who is an attorney. He's talking just from a legal perspective, not from his political or views or whatever. He attempted de-escalation. What was the attempted de-escalation? That would be extremely helpful to his legal defense against the use of force charges. Well, they're saying he walked away and said, God bless. That's definitely a de-escalation. About 2% of barehanded attacks. Hold on. They're saying people have died from a single punch to the head. On and on it goes. Yeah, I mean, you get beat to death easily, especially if you're jumped from behind or sucker punch. About 2% of barehanded attacks that occur in the United States each year result in either death or serious injury. Selling such a rare occurrence as a reasonable fear of death or serious bodily injury that it justifies shooting the puncher in the face 100% of the time is going to be a hard sell. So we got more to come of this, the legal side. Free speech does not protect speech intended to advance criminal conduct. See, this is where I disagree with him. I don't think he was trying to be criminal, but the jury is obviously not going to be on his side. First Amendment does not protect intended to advance criminal conduct. I keep saying that. If you provoke with intent, you generally have lost the option to regain self-defense by disengaging. Okay. So he's saying that he provoked the guy intentionally, and therefore he can't have right to self-defense. Provocation is most commonly done with words in the under law. These black savages slash our throats on subway and saying he needs to de-escalate. I never said anyone's obligated to de-escalate. You argue like an ex-wife. If you don't want to understand the legal realities of the use of force events, you're free to block me. The jury will never hear any of this unless Chud was aware of it at the time he fired the shot, which seems unlikely. Just legal reality. They're talking about the fact that the guy's criminal record. And this is another problem. Under the system that tries to treat everyone equally, these laws that we have on the books, they weren't even designed. The Founding Fathers didn't design any of this for blacks. And so this is all problematic. And of course, he knows that. He's not saying that doesn't come into play. But this guy is a criminal. Yeah. Chud the Builder, shot yesterday, has been identified as Joshua Fox, was charged with aggravated domestic assault. Joshua Fox told officers wife would not let him leave. His wife told him officers that were upset over the vehicle issues preventing him from leaving. She claimed Joshua had an aerosol can and a lighter and attempted to burn the house down. Okay. He's got this criminal past, which they all do. Yeah, Chud the Builder has raised over $100,000.
Any aggravated assault.
Oh, this is the Alex Jones Network. Let's hold on. Let's see what I think they came out on his side as well, which is kind of shocking. Let's see.
He was detained by criminal investigators and charged with criminal attempt, murder, employing a firearm during a dangerous felony, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Eatherly was booked into Montgomery County Jail, where he's being held pending arraignment, at which time bond will be set.
Yeah, being white was a provocation.
Yesterday, we were supposed to be joined by Chud the Builder. He's a man who goes by Chud the Builder. His actual name is Dalton Eatherly, or Eatherly. But an hour before he was slated to come on our show, he was involved in a bit of a firearm combat. He was involved in a shootout. He, of course, if you don't know, is a live streamer that goes around and uses his free speech to the maximum extent possible. In other words, he basically is trying to break the taboo of saying the N-word. And I think he's got a point. I don't know if I remember saying to him at the time. You know, I had him on the show a couple months ago when because he would go viral for filming these things because you would just kind of come upon these instances of African-American people freaking out about something, and you would film them and mock them and make fun of them and say, oh, look, they're chimping out. And so he sort of went viral over this. And when he was on our show, he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to make this like a thing that I do. And at the time, I remember being like, how's that going to work? Because so far, the videos that have gone viral have been because like you just stumbled upon something happening or you know, just filmed something that was occurring outside of what you were doing. So you're going to go like provoke people. It's kind of strange. But then I saw him doing it, and it's like, okay, this works out. People know who he is. He sort of antagonizes people and sort of challenges them and go, oh, if I'm wrong, then walk away kind of thing. Oh, you're going to freak out and chimp out at me. You're sort of proving me right. Now, that was sort of his whole shtick. Again, you can debate the efficacy of this or whatever. But I do think that at the core of it all, he's got a point because the way language is being weaponized these days, and hell, I think there's a line to draw between the way the N-word is used to justify murder even after or attacks, physical attacks, even after the attacks take place, right? We talked about this yesterday. People are sharing the story a lot. It's one of the most egregious, but not, you know, really that unique. But in San Francisco, when a man was stabbed and then used the N-word on his stabber after being stabbed, and the stabber was acquitted because he used the N-word. That's crazy. That's insane. Like, that is too far. It's gone too far, folks. Yeah, here's the actual – the only footage of the
– I like that he says it's gone too far.
Actual struggle that we've seen, and the audio isn't much help, so it's really hard to determine what exactly happened here. Unfortunately, we do know that he has been charged with a litany of very severe crimes. We'll go over those and explain those a little bit. But that being said, and I'll show you some other examples of
you know, things, the way this has gone too far, and the way that we really are stuck in this inverted social media discussion paradigm where white people in America are the only people who are discriminated against, who are openly mocked and denigrated and hated, legally discriminated against by the government, by programs that the government gives out, grants and welfare and all this sort of stuff that is only there for, you know, they never say everybody except for white people. They say, well, this loan is for, you know, minorities, you know, whatever term they use, or they'll just list them out and be like, oh, it's not, we're not excluding white people. We're just only including black people, Hispanic people, Asian, you know, Pacific Islander people, Native American. And it's like, just say non-white. It's all for non-white people. So, and yet when something like this happens, we still have this instinct of like, this is the worst thing in the world and we cannot allow, you know, white supremacy to dominate. And it's like, that's not a thing. And it has been a thing for 100 years. So what are we talking about? Whatever, 70, 80 years, whatever it is. To any real degree. So like really what's happening here is like the discriminated against oppressed majority in this country, which is crazy, but it's literally how it's happening. Basically have a target on our back for ever expressing dissatisfaction with the state of affairs. I don't know if going around yelling the N-word at people is the most productive way to approach this. But I also don't think you can expect people subjected to this year over year over year to just quietly take it forever. Why would you? And my sense about Chud the Builder is that he sort of felt like he had nothing left to lose. He felt like because he's a white guy, he's lost his job, he's been discriminated against, he's like nothing's going well for him, and he's just like, screw it. If they're going to ruin my life, I'll ruin my life. If they're going to discriminate against me, I'll give them a reason to. I get it. I get the impulse to do it.
Is Chud the Builder anti-Semitic at all? I don't even know.
However, in a way, I feel like he had a bit of a death wish and was kind of knew something like this would happen and wasn't exactly avoiding it that much, which I think was irresponsible. And you know, I hope it works out for him. I hope he... isn't convicted of all these things he's charging with because he'll go away for over 25 years. There is a fundraiser for Chud the Builder, a.k.a. Dalton Etherly. It's raised over $100,000 since he was arrested Wednesday on charges of attempted murder in Tennessee. This story is at Alex Jones Live. Live streamer Chud the Builder, famous for chimp out videos, raises over $100,000 after arrest for attempted murder. This is the list of charges here. Law enforcement officers respond to shots fired incident as a result of the investigation. He was detained by criminal investigators and charged with criminal attempt murder, employing a firearm during a dangerous felony, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon. Etherly was booked into Montgomery County Jail where he's being held pending arraignment, at which time bond will be set. So those are big charges, right? It'd be a lot, you know, better for him if it was like, well, we've charged you with, you know, negligent discharge of a firearm. You know, sometimes it can go that way. Obviously, they want to make an example out of this guy, and I imagine they'll be throwing the book at him, which, again, is it's like we think we live in the 1950s where, like, racial abuse against black people is, like, a major problem for them and discrimination against black people is – keeping them down. It's literally the opposite now, though. So I really feel like we need to update our responses to things like this to comport with the actual way the world works these days. And, of course, the person that he shot was a man apparently identified as Joshua Fox. He's been charged with aggravated domestic assault after allegedly threatening his wife with a screwdriver and attempting to burn a house down in 2024. On April 18, 2024, in Clarksville, Tennessee, officers responded to a domestic incident at Tower Drive apartment. Joshua Fox told officers his wife would not let him leave. His wife told officers Joshua was upset over vehicles issuing issues preventing him from leaving. She claimed Joshua had an aerosol can and a lighter and attempted to burn the house down. It was actually an apartment building with a bunch of other families in it. When she tried to take the can away, they both fell to the ground. She said Joshua then grabbed a screwdriver and held it to her side, causing her to back away. Officers located the aerosol can and screwdriver as described. So again, you've got a guy who basically probably should have been in jail anyway, but as always, you know, you can't blame the
Okay, so I saw Alex Jones tweeted out his support as well. This all kind of shocks me that these guys are all supporting him, but it's actually a good thing. Now, Chud the Builder definitely sacrificed himself. Now, would I have done it? No, most of you won't do it. But these things are going to happen in fits and starts as it moves out into prime time off of offline. Well, I guess online can be prime time as well, right? We'll do a few more of these, and then I'm going to go off a little bit. Probably in about a half an hour, I guess. I got about a half an hour more of the show to go. There's a whole judiciary trend in forgiving violence due to skin color. Where does it begin? Does it begin with the judges giving intent sentences? No. It begins with the idea that certain things white people may say are a valid justification for physical assault. Yeah, blacks are asking to be excused for the social contract of equal application of the law at all levels, from free speech to sentencing, each level giving them a little more leeway to escalate violence against whites. Yeah. Yes. And so they're saying, I have information from an inside source that Chud the Builder is in PC protective custody. I'm guessing that would be a smart move. I mean, why wouldn't you? Some guys won't PC. Aryan Brotherhood is giant in Tennessee jails. It just depends on what his situation is, but they might do that for him. And so that's not the selective prosecution means. Latoria, this is pretty interesting. This is Eric Strager. Look up first aggressor rule. Look up Tennessee stand your ground-ish law. They're saying that's negated. And we're going to play some video clips from lawyers. They're saying that is negated if you provoke an attack. I kind of, doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not a lawyer. A lunatic looked up Dalton Etherly, had a court date, waited outside the building, initiated, then got shot. It's on video. A good lawyer fighting a local case will find black victims' long violent rap sheet, vast public records of death threats against Etherly, and likely electronic records of the so-called victim planning to ambush Etherly following his scheduled court date. Good points. This isn't even an edge case. Chud the Builder is being prosecuted because people are upset that a white person used the N-word and getting away with it. It's going to be a slam dunk case if the lawyer actually tries his best. Well, I'd say he's raising enough money to get a lawyer, but those are all good points. With the lawyer, of course, Eric Stryker's not a lawyer. The lawyers are somewhat disagreeing, but we're going to go into that. They're all. We do have lawyers that are saying something somewhat similar. Here are a few facts so you can sort out the bullshit and clickbait. Chud the Builder went before the General Sessions judge, and he set a bond at $1.25 million. Chud the Builder got a bail bondsman at this amount. The premium is set by the state at 10%. Compliant, completely non-refundable. Usually 50% of the premium is due up front. That would mean he would need to pony up $50,000 before getting out. $62,000 is what they're saying. Etherly has a bail reduction hearing on Wednesday. So he's got the money to bail himself out right now, based on those numbers. Let's listen to these lawyers talk, just so you can have some...
To Section E of this, if you come down here to Section E...
E's the killer.
So Section E of this statute says that if the threat or use of force against another is not justified to...
So even if you qualify for everything that the statute just said, even if you otherwise qualify for lawful self-defense, it all goes out the window if you trigger this.
If the person using force provoked the other individual's use or attempted use of unlawful force. And if you're the one who provoked and you have no self-defense unless and until two things happen, it means that the person using force abandons the accountant or communicates to the other the intent to do so, and the other person nevertheless continues or attempts to use unlawful force against that.
Now, if they do have on video, and I hope they do, Chud the Builder saying, okay, God bless, and then walks away, and then the guy runs 100 feet to attack him, like they're saying, well, that means he would have regained the right. Forget about the N-word. Forget about you're chimping out. Forget about him saying the word nigger. If he even said the word nigger, he might have just said, are you chimping out? I don't we don't have the video yet, but if that happened, he would have regained the right to self-defense outside of the provocation under Tennessee law. That's what they're saying, just to add that in.
That person. So you have to basically, once you provoked, you have to say, okay, we're done, let's stop. And then the guy keeps coming at you, and now it's almost like we're in a whole new environment. It's almost as if you never provoked anymore.
The way to think about it is it's a second fight. It's a second fight in which he's the initial aggressor in the second fight. You're actually still on the hook for the first fight. But the way it works is you provoke the fight, you lose self-defense because you provoked it. But you can regain self-defense by, in good faith, withdrawing from the fight. Basically, you're getting rewarded for stopping the confrontation that you provoked. And then if you're withdrawing, the only way for the fight to continue from then on is that person would have to come to you and initiate a second confrontation in which they're the initial aggressor, they've lost self-defense, and you've regained self-defense for that second fight.
So,
but first, you lost it. First, you lost it by provocation, and then you have to regain it by withdrawal. And then if a second fight happens, it's because they followed you.
Right. But I want to be clear here. That as far as I've seen under Tennessee law, and this is likely the case in most states, I would think, and you would certainly know better than I would, that simply...
Yeah, Bronco's not Jewish. The guy at the bottom is, but they're talking law. He's not talking Israel. I assume he's anti-white because he's Jewish, but nonetheless. So the guy on top isn't, it's Bronco. The guy in the middle, I don't know who that is. The guy at the bottom's like a Jewish YouTuber lawyer dude.
Using racial slurs does not qualify standing alone as a provocation. You're driving past someone and you call them by a racial slur. I don't think that that qualifies individually as provocation. I think that it's a totality of circumstances that is applied in Tennessee and probably across the country. Is that your understanding as well?
The way to think about it is, would the person engaged in the language have a reasonable expectation that they're likely to elicit a violent response? And when you say to someone, hey, N-word, are you going to chimp out? That sounds to me, and I think it would sound to many jurors, like you're being provocative with the expectation that you may elicit a violent response from this person.
So if the provocation is – so by provocation, it means you're looking for there to be physical altercation. You're trying to –
You should have a – right. You should have a reasonable expectation that you're likely to get a violent response.
It's interesting. The Jew is disagreeing with that. The Jew lawyer.
Fighting words mean something completely different. And we can talk about that if you want, but it has nothing really to do with self-defense. Unless you interpret fighting words to mean provocation, and then we're right back.
I was going to say provocation by him, by the fighting words, by him saying that's like fighting words. So.
Fighting words really has to do with whether or not the words you're saying can be criminally punished by the state or whether they're protected by the First Amendment. It really has nothing to do with the actual use of force. So it's fighting words is really a First Amendment question. This is whether or not you said words that you should have known would likely provoke a violent response. And I think it's hard to argue.
The problem is that everything provokes a violent response with blacks.
That you call people, the black men, the N-word to their face to say, well, I
never trust a vaping Jew.
No idea that was going to elicit a violent response.
The Jew actually said the N-word on its own wouldn't be. Hold on here. This is another lawyer who...
The model is walking up to black strangers and saying the most streamer whose entire content model is walking up to black strangers and saying the most offensive things he can think of on camera has been charged with attempted murder.
Actually, those aren't the most offensive things we can think of.
On Wednesday, outside a Tennessee courthouse, Dalton Etherly, his real name, shot a man in allegedly self-defense. But here's what his defenders won't tell you about the case. 6 days before the shooting, he posted on X, quote, "Series finale is dead, insert racial slur here, on the pavement, and you insert another racial slur, rioting when I walk free, stay tuned." His problem? Tennessee law has two specific answers for this situation. Under Tennessee law, deadly force is only justified when you reasonably believe you face imminent death or serious bodily harm. A punch or fistfight doesn't clear that bar. And according to Tennessee law, under the initial aggressor doctrine, if you provoke the confrontation, you forfeit the self-defense claim entirely, even if you were struck first. Now, the man who threw the first punch may face battery charges. That's legitimate. Words, however offensive, don't legally justify physical assault. But these are two separate questions, and the second one doesn't cancel out the first. You don't get to announce a killing in advance, goad someone in.
So he's saying what the prosecutors are going to say, that all his language online validates that he was looking for trouble, basically. He was looking for a provocation. Chud update. Here are some fun facts you'll see developing. The entire exchange was live streamed on Pump Fun. The stream shut down at the first gunshot due to automated AI response system. The stream is being subpoenaed. The facts, according to over 100 witnesses watching the stream. Chud told the guy, "I hope your day gets better. God bless." Chud had already walked away about 70 to 100 yards. That's a long ways. It's a football field. The man went out of his way and ran up to Chud, and while his back was turned, he confronted Chud. He punched him in the face. Chud didn't instigate anything. Well, if that's true, then under that Tennessee statute, he would have regained his right to self-defense, which is kind of crazy that we're having to even think about all this, but nonetheless, it's what the lawyers were saying. Hopefully, they have it all on tape. Might change something. They're going to still try to railroad him. Clarksville, Tennessee. Shoot and kill a black guy. Shoots and kills a person riding a motorcycle as a targeted hit. First-degree murder charge. Bond set at $250,000. Same court. $1.25 million. Well, one's black and one's white. $250,000 bond for defending yourself against a violent black, which didn't even result in death. Yet Carmelo Anthony has bail reduced to $250,000 after brutally murdering a white teenager. Understand that this is intentional. Everything is against you. Racial unity is a necessity going forward. Random comments. Let's see here. In the same level of nuance being generously applied to numerous cases where black people violently and unprovoked kill innocent white victims in cold blood.
Nick Fuentes.
Hold on here. Let's see. This is Gifts Ungiven. Let's see what she's playing here from Asmongold. I wanted this Asmongold clip.
Nick Fuentes says he's in the wrong.
So I see a lot of people on the timeline defending this behavior saying, yeah, well, we should be able to say the N-word. I don't know. I don't want to be a victim of crime. I don't actually necessarily want to be out in public confronting black people, calling them niggers. Like, I actually don't want to do that. I don't think people should be fired for uttering the word. And I think it's a funny word. I don't think it should be treated like a blasphemy. But let's be honest, it's not a nice thing to say.
That's exactly what I fucking said. There you go. That's exactly what I said yesterday. 100%.
It's actually not
being an asshole.
So Asmongold is basically glazing Nick.
Going around being an asshole.
A very nice thing to say.
Well, most IRL streamers are assholes, are they not?
And I don't know that we should actually be out there saying, hey, man, we should be able to go up to black people and start blasting a slur that offends them without expecting them to be offended. Was that really ever
the... He's intentionally trying to agitate and aggravate people. He's harassing them on purpose, and he's doing it to bait interactions. This is the same thing that I've said about Johnny Somali. It's the same thing I've said about Jack Doherty. It's the same thing I said about Evelyn Ortiz. I think that was her name. It's the same thing I said about Nina Lynn, is that when your content or Vitaly, like, they're all the same to me. And I know that there are some people that are like, you know, white identity people and, you know, like racist people that think that this guy's on your side. He's just doing this. He's doing this for content. Fundamentally, he is.
I agree with that.
And this isn't helping anybody. It's not improving anything.
Well, actually, it's breaking down some barriers when it comes down to what whites can and can't say. And I mean, we're going to hit Chud the Builder's Give Sing Go at the end. And look at it and see what it's done during the show. But America's, got all kinds of problems. Indian professor classifies Chinese professor as white in human research resource records to justify denying him a promotion. So we got Jeets classifying Chinese guys as white so they can deny him a promotion, and it actually worked. You know, this is the state of the country. In Poland, we have Polish Nobel winner calls Poland's white streets terrifying. It's a Nobel Prize winner in Poland. Yeah. I mean, this is what you're dealing with. And this is the jury of your peers. Remember that. You know, and this is what we watched in the beginning. We'll watch it again. This is going to be going on. There's all this stuff leaking out. All these streamers are taking up the Chud mantle.
Chimping out, dude. Holy shit. Holy shit. It's wild out here, man. It's wild, bro.
Hey,
can
you see him chipping out?
Yo.
No, bro.
This chipping out thing's gonna—it's gonna be the 24/7 walking down the street.
Yo, shout out, Chud the Builder, bro. Chud the Builder. Chud the Builder, dude. Shout out, Chud, bro. Shout out, Chud. Yo, that's what's up, bro. Dude, oh my God, bro. Yo, we're trying to find Chud the Builder, bro.
Yeah, Chud the Builder found a formula that could make money, and you know, well, I'll just see. I don't. Maybe he's more pro-white than I think. Chimps be chimping, yeah. Now the war with Iran is still ongoing, believe it or not, and we'll end it with Chud here in a minute as well. But we'll take you guys around the world, and I'll be back Sunday with a regular show. I just wanted to update you guys on Chud the Builder. And I'm going to go off at 2 hours here. Trump says he wants Iran's uranium mostly for public relations. How about that? Mostly for public relations. He wants that uranium. Supposedly it's buried. It's all buried. The Iranians can't get to it. Iranian hackers supposedly have gained access to gas station monitors and systems across various U.S. states. And I'm just waiting to wake up and have some giant hacking event that takes out the country. Resets the country, and you have to sign up for the new system. They'll put a chip in your head, and you get access to all your money. Then the boomers would go crazy. All those big 401ks and whoever else has big 401ks. You hope Chud raises a million or more? Well, he needs a quarter of a million for good defense. Maybe more than that, depending on his bail, what his bail comes down to. You know. So. But was it really Iran? Well, I am expecting an event that Iran's going to be blamed for because they're going to have to do something. They can't get a deal. They can't reopen the Straits of Hormuz. Trump went to China, and I'll talk more about this Sunday, thinking he was going to get all kinds of things. He didn't get shit. So you're screwed. You're absolutely screwed. So that means he's going to have to probably try to draft. But to do that, you're going to have some kind of event in the country. You know? It's one of those things. 50 empty Waymos invade Atlanta neighborhoods and circle their cul-de-sacs for hours early in the mornings. This is hilarious. Imagine if you can hack all this, this shit coming online, driving up and down the streets. How's that going to work out? I've never been in a Waymo. Have any of you guys been in a Waymo?
Kidding me?
Waymo. Enter this dead-end street, usually early in the morning.
I think yesterday morning we had 50 cars that came through between 6 and 7.
They even shared video with us when neighbors used this little guy to put him right out here in the street to block the Waymos from getting into the cul-de-sac, and you can imagine what happened next.
And we had at 1.8 Waymos that were stuck trying to figure out how to turn around.
The Waymos are empty and not picking anyone up. Parents are worried. Not only calling it excessive, but dangerous.
We're families, we have small kids, we have animals and pets, we've got kids getting on the bus in the morning, and it just doesn't feel safe to have that traffic.
Neighbors reached out to Waymo and have not got a response. They've also contacted their council member, representatives, and GDOT.
Doesn't seem like a good promotional to have all those cars cruising around 24/7.
Don't know what to do.
We would just like to see them stay on.
They were forming a gang. Yeah. What do you guys think this is? This is supposedly real. This is a Ring camera picking up. I mean, I'm going to assume it's fake, but what would this be if it were real? You guys can guess. So let's pretend this is real. What would this be? Crazy. Let's see. Our security camera in the USA recorded a massive glowing sphere. It's not a massive glowing sphere. It's something. It's like lightning. You're saying it's ball lightning. I don't know. A messenger? Yeah. It's the first thing some of those angels said. Don't fear me. It could look like something crazy. Doing cartwheels? Well, it's spinning, that's for sure. It's a weird looking alien. But you never know. Thousands of mysterious underwater UFOs spotted off U.S. shores. The Chinese got some, better be careful going to war. If there's all these underwater UFOs spotted off our shores, are we going to be invaded? And undergo an offshore invasion? Be crazy. But anyways, guys, I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'll be back Sunday. He's at 177 million. So he's picking up money. As facts come out, I'm guessing he's going to raise. Could he raise $1 million? Sure, why not? He's going to need it. Needs every dollar for defense. Want at least to see him get a good defense. You know? And we'll have to see how it goes from there. Yeah, UFOs are real now, and so much that the government talks about it. You know? Government says they're real, so we got to believe the government. I'm curious where they go with all this. You'll know when you see those dancing things up and down your street, you'll know it's go time. You know? They're going to shut down everything and bring out the dancing lights. That looks pretty crazy, but I assume it's just some kind of You guys donate it to Chud. Let's see what some of the messages are. My grain of sand going. Let's see here. $7, $100. Free Chud. White people are tired of this two-tier justice system. Resist the urge to bow down to BLM leftists. To a righteous supporter of First and Second Amendments. $100. All right. White boy summer is upon us. All right. Praying for you and your family. Okay. See here, $20 for a good fight. Yeah, this is another thing that pisses people off, that whites are starting to support whites for being white. You know? It's definitely pissing people off. So, we'll have to see. But anyways, guys, cheers. I'll be back on Sunday. You guys stay safe out there and have a good weekend.